United Countries of the World. Please, no more war, no more imaginary borders and divisions. Poverty makes it hard to see, and not everybody notices that if you were born to a different place, your religion, intelligence, and level of safety would change. All those things that change when you are born elsewhere or elsewhen are not who you are. They have been impressed upon you. Our brains love to accept the surrounding culture. Historically, genes of the rebels never got far. But we must stand strong, and we must rise in wisdom, in greatness, in reason. Though the road humanity walks was not made by followers, it was made by those who accept contradictions, and it is not the best road. Poverty is evil. War is a crime. Scientists are being ignored, and liars effortlessly outcompete the honest in politics. It is an immature road that we walk on. For all the wars we have fought already, it is not excusable, but we must keep learning and keep rising, not just moving forward. We just got here. We just started putting this world together. Young civilization and young species, and no emphasis on global end to poverty. No emphasis on real and effective education that shows results in a person's life long after they graduate. And nothing. Nothing about growing all the way up. In poverty, minds get compressed and damaged. When people fracture color of skin, some made-up god, religions, other fantasies, or even their own damn bloodline becomes an imaginary mark of superiority and thus division. To feel special, worship peace, or a growing and advancing humanity. To feel spiritual, learn and write to help those who have fallen behind or are yet to come. To feel special, seek reason, knowledge, wisdom, and greatness, and rise to no end. You can become a poet, a philosopher, an artist, a musician, and that on top of being a knowledge seeker, which is already special. But do not take to fantasy. Thoreau called real life living deeply and putting to rout all that which was not life. Don't just lay there in confusion at the very bottom, fantasizing how unique or special your random traits and circumstance. Poverty of mind and wallet is corroding and destroying everything. The way to put an end to that is not found in imagination, but reality, courage, and dignity. Rise to become a great being. Start with narrated books. End with noble great deeds that add to keep the world safe. It needs to be repeated that if we are born to a different religion, we begin seeing gods that are other to that religion as inferior or imaginary. Dawkins says that since we are atheists to all the other gods, we might as well take one more step and stop fantasizing and start learning. What he means to say deep down is that imaginary divisions are hurting us, all of us. He is trying to show how silly the belief in something is when it is merely based on where we are born. By subtle analogy, we must take this important and simple lesson and apply it to other things that are dividing the world. We have to know the reality from fantasy. That innate human greatness, which is within all of us, no damn exceptions ever, anywhere, in anyone, cannot be applied externally by any means. It has to come from an internal wish to stand tall, to stand complete, at our very best, at the highest mountains we reach. That can only start by taking to books and wisdom. As human beings, we have the responsibility to understand that we are one family, one blood, and in desperate need of real education. Wars must be prevented decades ahead with knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. And for that, we need meaningful wisdom and a culture that helps the children to understand that the meaning of life is found in growing all the way up with the aim to become great beings that make lasting contributions to humankind.